Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Looking for a great retreat so that you can get your fingers poking around in a forest of discovery, or hear the call of a warbler echoing through the understory of a tall pine forest, and maybe even add some credits to a graduate degree or get one of your own? The North Cascades Institute, tucked up not far from the Canadian border in Washington State, has a lot to offer. So many of my listeners are nature advocates. That's what we do. We live it, we love it, and many of us are very concerned and are trying to make sure that we do what we can to preserve a sustainable future on this planet. And sometimes we wonder, gosh, how are we going to do that? And one of the best ways to figure out how to get there faster is to talk with people who have knowledge and who can share that, in other words, learn. So we're going to take a trip up to Cedro Woolley, Washington, a place I've never heard of before. There's a very interesting nature learning center that has been around for quite some time, and we're talking with Saul Weisberg, who is the executive director of the North Cascades Institute. Saul, welcome to the Wildside News.
Well, thanks for having me.
The North Cascades Institute is a multifaceted nature education, well, I'm going to call it an operation because it has many different aspects. First of all, give us kind of an overview, and then we're going to also talk about a new educational facility that you have in partnership with the National Parks and Forest Service and Seattle and Huxley College. First of all, give a little history about the North Cascades Institute.
Well, we started just almost 20 years ago, and we're a nonprofit educational organization. We're a conservation organization. Our mission is to conserve and restore Northwest environments through education. So everything we do is education, but if we're successful, we expect to see changes on the ground. So we don't just, you know, see how many people we reach, but we see what those people are actually going to do, and our goal is to get them engaged in their own communities in environmental decision-making and learning more about the world around them. And we work with, as you said, a really wide range of people. We have programs in the schools for at elementary school level. We have residential camping-based programs for elementary, middle, and high school students. We're in the fourth year of a new graduate program offering a master's in environmental education. We do many seminars and workshops for teachers and interested folks in the public on, you know, specialized topics, whether it's dragonfly identification or geology or nature photography. And then a lot of sort of conferences and specialized things around that, as well as this as a new facility, a new center in North Cascades National Park, which is giving us the opportunity to reach a whole new audience.
This has been in process for about 20 years, and I believe that you actually were involved from the beginning.
You know, this started, there was a group of us who were living and working in the Northwest. I was working as a backcountry climbing ranger for North Cascades National Park. I had some friends who were working as interpreters, some working for the Forest Service, as firefighters. And we found that, we've been doing this for a number of years, and we found that come late fall, September, October, we were leaving for different parts of the country to work in nature centers or environmental education centers because there wasn't anything like this in Washington State. And we had come out of a climbing trip in the Pickett Range, and we were sitting by Ross Lake, and we said, you know, this is crazy. This is home. This is the place we love. Let's start a school. And not knowing anything about that, knowing nothing, literally nothing about that, we went ahead with it. And it was good we didn't know much about the business side of that because we probably wouldn't have started. But we did know that we knew the place really well. We knew the stories. We knew how to teach. We knew the wilderness. And so that was sort of the genesis of it. And over the years, it's grown from, you know, two of us working part-time, doing primarily seminars on natural history, field seminars on natural history, to now we have, I think we just hired our 25th staff member, and we have year-round programs for a wide range of audience, and it's still fun.
Now, where is this? Give people a visual of where they can find the North Cascades Institute.
Okay. Well, our offices are in a building we share with the National Park Service, Forest Service, U.S. Geological Service. in Cedar Woolley, which is a little town about an hour south of the Canadian border on the west side of the Cascades, very close to the northern part of Puget Sound. And our new facility, the North Cascades Environmental Learning Center, is about an hour, hour and a half east of us up in the mountains. Sits on the north shore of Diablo Lake, right below Sourdough Mountain, which is the mountain where the fire lookout Gary Snyder was back in the 50s. We are on a beautiful mountain lake with 8,000-9,000-foot glacier-covered peaks right across the way. So it's that's a spectacular place. That's where I wish I was today.
By the way, people who are visiting the website are able to see some of those images, and it is spectacular. It's really a divine space up there. It's transcendental in so many ways. Gorgeous, gorgeous setting.
Thanks. Yeah, it's, I mean, that's why we're here, because of the place. I don't think, you know, I ever said I want to be an executive director. I did say, you know, I love this place. How do we work to make it, just to keep it safe?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's interesting about this part of the world is that the center sits in North Cascades National Park, but if you start looking at all the surrounding wilderness lands, national forest lands, and then cross the border into British Columbia, we sit in the middle of about 7 million acres of protected public lands, and it's the largest chunk of protected lands along the U.S.-Canada border. And the protection, of course, is very, very wide variety. I mean, it ranges from Park Service wilderness to land in British Columbia that's still accessible to logging and mining, but also has protected status, so it's available for recreation and education as well. So it's a really, it's a special spot, and being able to have a facility along one of the few roads that cuts across the North Cascades is a way to get other, you know, enable other people to get here and enjoy it and learn from it too.
One of the things I think I find very intriguing about the North Cascades Institute is the fact that you really have such an incredible diversity of programming, everything from obviously for school kids and teachers, families, family getaways. You also have summer youth adventures, and we're going to talk about your Master's in Education graduate program, and as well seminars. I guess because I've been in this business, I call it a business, it's the nature business, for quite some time. I'd be curious, since you've been involved in this for over 20 years, what types of changes have you noticed in how people come to this experience?
Ooh, good question. You know, I think part of it, what I've seen is sort of the changes that I've seen in my own life, which is, you know, 20 years ago, climbing ranger, you know, I had a new baby, recently married, and so getting out in the backcountry for long periods of time was relatively easy. You know, wasn't worried that much about, you know, money. You know, getting out was the main thing, and being very politically active about it was very important to me. And I think one of the changes I've seen is that it's both become, you know, it's easier in some ways, and it's harder. And I think the thing I've seen with the public at large is just there's less time. I see much less ability of folks to get out into wild places, into, you know, real, more primal nature. It's just, it's really difficult for people to do because of how busy everyone is. And certainly as you age and, you know, end up with families and jobs that require you to be a certain place at a certain time, that gets tougher. So what I've seen is folks interested in shorter, generally in shorter programs. You know, less two-week programs, but more, you know, 3- and 4-day programs, weekend programs. And one of the reasons we started our graduate program was because we really felt things were missing when you did things for short. So now we have this almost 2-year-long program that is more of an immersion.
20 years ago, a lot of this was very new. People didn't have a knowledge base. They came at this and all talking about niches and diversity and habitats and things was sort of new. It's my belief that people come to these experiences quite informed.
You know, I think you're right. I think the level of ecological literacy is much higher. But I also think that it's still kind of narrow. We were just having a meeting with some folks, and one of them just said, we were talking about education and management being sort of more watershed-based rather than just political boundaries, administrative boundaries. And someone who'd been working in, you know, new resource management to some extent, at raised the hand and said, you know, what's a watershed? And so I'm always surprised by some of the things that we take for granted that the general public may not understand. So I think it's important when we say habitat or nature, ecosystem, that we define it to some level so that we know we're not losing people, because we know the jargon and they don't.
Give us an idea, if someone were to be in your area and heard about this and said, geez, I'd like to stop by and see what's going on, what might they be able to learn? What kind of programming or information?
Mm-hmm. Part of it depends on the season. If it's in the spring and summer, we have a wide range, about, I think, 60 to 70 field seminars that range from programs that are for family getaways to programs that might focus on butterflies as ecological indicators, or nature photography, or going out and learning how to identify amphibians in the mountains. So there's things, very specific things like that. If they're affiliated with the school, we do programs with the school. So there's some programs where we go into the classroom and work with teachers in their classes. There's some programs where we bring students and teachers and parents out into the field, where they go and they collect data, where they learn about plant identification. Then they go back into the classroom and figure out what do we do with this information? How do we make it useful to us as we're part of a community that has to make decisions?
I'm curious what happens on a family getaway. What can a family expect if they participate in one of North Cascade Institute's family getaways?
A lot of fun. Being in a really cool place and being surrounded by people who know it really well. So our goal with family getaways was to, rather than having folks, you know, go on a vacation somewhere or go to a resort and sort of nature is the backdrop, we wanted to bring that nature into the forefront. So we have programs going on throughout the day that people can or decide not to attend. And we have programs that work for a family, for just the adults in the family, or just the kids. So the kids might be out in the field doing some tracking, and some of the adults might be on a long day hike, and maybe mom and a daughter might be out canoeing in one of our canoe programs. So these things are going on throughout the day, and so they're really full, but we try to allow time for the families to get together and hang out as well. And those are all based at our new learning center in North Cascades National Park, so the surroundings are, you know, it's an incredible place to be.
So it's actually a lodge. I mean, they get a chance to stay in a room and have meals served and things of that nature?
Yeah, the new learning center it's an amazing facility. We just opened it this past July. It was built in partnership with the National Park Service and with the City of Seattle. And it is, it's like a lodge. We have double rooms and amazing dining hall, amazing chef, and we also have classrooms and aquatic and terrestrial labs, and a wonderful library, and trails that lead right from the Learning Center, as well as all the trails in the National Park that are readily accessible. And so it's a place to come and be in the middle of a wild place, but be able to learn about it instead of just seeing it as, you know, scenery.
How is that priced out? What would they expect to invest in their learning?
It varies by the length of the program. We have programs this coming year that are 3, 4, and 5 days. The family programs vary in cost, but usually they range from about just under $300 for the couple, and then about a little under $100 for additional people. Mm-hmm. And so it really depends on, you know, children are much less expensive, obviously. So if you are coming with a big family, it's a better deal. But we have a really large scholarship program as well, and our goal is to not turn people away because they can't afford to pay. So we do budget a lot of money for scholarships and financial assistance as well.
And then if people wanted to learn about the family getaway specifically, what's the best way for them to find out more about that?
The easiest way right now is to go to our website, which is www.ncascades.org. On the website, or they could give us a call, but either way, they can get on our mailing list for announcements of the different programs as they come up and get our catalog, which will be out probably in early February.
One of the things I find very exciting is the fact that you're offering a graduate degree program mm-hmm. in nature education, environmental education, and various permutations. That's exciting. Tell us, first of all, about the program.
Sure. The program grew out of, we had a really successful undergraduate internship program. Folks really wanted to learn what we were doing and coming and working with us. And we saw over time that we were getting less and less undergraduates and more folks who had already graduated from college, but but really wanted this kind of experience and kind of real pragmatic experience and things that would help them get jobs. And so the graduate program grew out of that, and it's a 7-quarter program. It's a partnership with Huxley College of the Environment, which is part of Western Washington University in Bellingham, Washington. And the program begins in June. The students, we take up to a dozen students each year. They begin with a really kind of immersion in the backcountry of the North Cascades. So they're studying. They have a few long trips in the wilderness. They do a lot of talking with resource management people, National Park and Forest Service people, and they're studying the natural and cultural history of the region, land management, the ecology of this part of the Pacific Northwest. And after that sort of deep summer experience, they are then in residence with North Cascades Institute and our Learning Center for 4 quarters, where they work in and are taught in pretty much everything we do. So they're involved in teaching in youth programs, in designing and teaching adult programs. They're involved in budget planning. They learn about grant writing and fundraising. They work with us in marketing programs. They work with us in establishing partnerships with school districts or others. And then after that year, they spend the final 2 quarters at Western Washington University completing some other additional academic requirements. And they end up with a master's degree in environmental education and certification from the Institute in Leadership and Nonprofit Administration.
Now, you say you have 12 students per year?
Yes.
And what's the status for this upcoming year?
Well, we accept students. They begin in mid-June, and we're accepting applications now. I believe we have space available for the upcoming class. We begin reviewing applications soon after the first of the year. So this would be a good time if people are interested to give us a call or check the website to find out more, and you can download all the application materials and see what past and present students are doing and where they're working now and that kind of information.
That's really interesting because I'm an old Nature Center guy myself, and this really prepares people very specifically to get very involved at an administrative level and executive level and as well field levels in nature centers. And what other applications do you find your graduates working in?
Yeah, you know what drove this initially is we saw lots of people coming in to work with us who are really talented, really talented, passionate field naturalists, and they loved this work, and they were working with kids, or they were working with adults, and they were great. And after 3 or 4 or 5 years, they'd get older, they'd want things like, start a family, buy a home, and they just didn't see a way that this profession would support that long term. There just weren't that many opportunities. And at the same time, we need a lot more organizations like ours doing this kind of work. So one of the goals of the program is that I believe that when students finish this, they could go out and start a North Cascades Institute. They have the skills to do that, certainly way more than we had when we started, in terms of not just programming and the content of nature interpretation and education, but also in the, how to read a budget, how to write a grant. And we see our students going into a whole variety of different areas, some working for the agencies, the land management agencies. We have students working for a wide variety of nonprofits. Some of them as science directors. Some of them doing development work, fundraising and marketing work. We have two successful, young but successful nonprofits that have been started by our graduate students. So it's pretty wide right now. But I'm enthusiastic about seeing them move into positions at a higher level. It's when we're hiring, we often it's sort of we can get many people who can do the basic part of the job, but who gives us that added value, who can do more, who can have great synergy with our other staff and develop new things. And I see that's what our graduate students can really do well, is they think big, but they can also really handle it, the pragmatic parts of it.
It almost sounds like you ought to set up a franchise program.
No.
To some extent, from my perspective, I'm always promoting the concept that good work should become profitable.
Yeah.
Because then people will do good work. And you're kind of helping to manifest that a person can go through this course. And as you say, many people who came into these kinds of programs in the past would live in little shacks and they'd be happy to get $200 a month and a place to bunk, mm-hmm. As staff. But that doesn't cut it after a while, as you're
saying.
Right,
yeah. And I say no, I mean, I'd love our program to grow, and it's growing well, but one of the things I think that makes the North Cascades Institute the experience powerful is that we really focus on intimate experiences in a particular place. And there are some other great programs around the country that offer master's programs in environmental education that have a residency component. They may not offer the degree, but they offer the residency. And there's an excellent one at the Teton Science School and others around the country that do this very similar. Teton's actually been doing it much longer than we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the programs are a little bit different. What's great about them is they're all focused in a specific place, and you learn about that place as well as about the other techniques and abilities.
Well, that's critical to keep it real and meaningful. Absolutely,
yeah.
I totally agree. In the short term here, what sort of winter programs are you offering?
We're offering a number of winter programs that have to do we're doing one that's coming up really soon on the bald eagles of the Skagit River Basin. This is one of the, we're going to get 600 to 800 bald eagles wintering here every year. And it's a huge part of our local ecosystem because they're dependent upon the salmon runs and the Skagit River, which is the river that flows by the Learning Center and down through the valley here, is the largest river entering Puget Sound. And it still has healthy runs of all the native salmon species. So the interaction between people and the way they use fish and clean water and clean air and the eagles and all of that's a great story to bring all this together. So we have a number of adult, primarily adult programs going through the winter, and right now we're in our final planning mode for next year's graduate program, next year's programs with the schools. We're also recruiting schools right now to come to the Environmental Learning Center next year, both in the spring and the fall. And so we're working with local public schools, but also casting our net wider than we have in the past through the greater Seattle area and south to Tacoma and this could be, we do have schools coming from all over the country. Our primary focus is on the Pacific Northwest, though.
Well, at some point I'm going to make my way up to the North Cascades Institute and meet you and your staff and see what you're doing. Maybe we can do a program from there. I think it'd be very interesting.
That would be great. It'd be, we're delighted to show this place off to people and have them get involved.
One thing I might mention, too, and people can see this on the website and when they visit your website, that it is the new facility is absolutely beautiful. It's architecturally, it's just a very appealing place.
Yeah, one of the great challenges but also the great contributions that our partners made to this process is that because this is on national park land and funded in large part by the city of Seattle as partial mitigation for the hydroelectric dams they have on the Skagit River, which supply power to the city. It had to be silver certified for LEED, the Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And the architecture was really, we worked with a wonderful local architect. So the place works really well. It's almost all certified, sustainably harvested wood. Lots of rock from on site. The floors are from recycled old maple, recycled gym floors. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It works really well. You know, you're always nervous when you're working on something like this to see that when you're done, if it really functions the way you'd hoped. And we're really pleased. And I never, when I was in graduate school, I never had a little cabin that looked out across a mountain lake at 8,000 foot peaks. And I'll go back and do it again.
Well, I encourage everybody who has an opportunity to get up and visit with the North Cascades Institute, get involved in some of the programming, and if you feel so inclined, look into their graduate program. Saul Weisberg, Executive Director of the North Cascades Institute, I want to thank you for lending your voice here on the Wild Side News.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Nature people, unite. Take back the wonder. Treat it like the gift it is. From wherever it came from. Tell your friends to come along as we meet each week to share our wills for peace to all the living beings. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet next Thursday or any time on the archives when your voice of the earth returns here on the Wild Side News.